we have a short compilation of items which salvages some of the townscapes which Roger has created with examples of his humour.
Blouses, windswept, dyed locks, chipped red-painted toes, frightfully made-up Hampstead voices, splitting the village air, and severely-looking mates with Financial Times on the sweaty arms, pushing bewildered tots in wheelies up from Hampstead Open Fair. "My dear," they shriek, as they sip and sip the white wine with friends, all of whom seek the respect of the Thatcherite host, at their weekly barbecue in the Spinney. Former humble tenants, but now the freeholders discarding their morning star, a pre-life ghost. Off the place in the sun, you know, our second pile. Away they smirk from dreadful politics in this dreadful slum. Rent out the home to some foreign line. My goodness, the smirk comes round again. Remember life with mine. Before, we sought, Charles and me, the miracles of Highgate West Hill and the Cafe Society of Swain's Lane and all it has to be in our jingling pocket life. With Jeremy and Davina, dears, both of them, privately schooled, of course. That's the upper star key. Foreigners? Good, not in my backyard, those types who can only swear and spear and who wear their crosses on skinny, unfed necks. With typically-styled words and foreign expressions. Where has our blessed English language gone? The government of Scotsmen give them benefits of all it has and barely affords. I see Charles is to do this and that, and well done, all who rule. Pass the crisps and the olives, dearest, while we party in Fred's hiding place and wave our dainty views to all, tippity-tap, this and that. The middle class. That once knew, but now view the world with a different case. Oh, my dear, off to the residents' meeting tonight, where we can smirk and smile at the local politicians who are here to plan lives but are unwanted by us middle-class lovelies, who know only what we want to know. But by our past, we live this present live, but by that remain haunted.
Summer's Town. You may expect them to write a poem about Summer's Town. Thus the red brick and the slated trail, the pavements covered like fretted braille, the sounds of rap and hassled voices resound on polygon, and history rebounds. Black robed priests in former slum, frustrated leaders, vox populi dumb by a century of lackadaisical acts by local government, thoughtless lax. Summer's Town, ghosts sit in cafes now and sip new cafe society. When will acts begin to rip the scorched and graffiti facade of the streets and policy makers surrender in their defeat? Festivals of culture, but yet internecine strife, encounters gang war and the drugs and knife. It will go, the walls and streets say it will, and neglect my policy may pay the bill. Watch from your lofty La Vita Hat towers, those centuries of neglected hours, in those narrow streets, the alleys and the ways, tired thoughts, anger, despairing days. The steps go on, one day at a time, one way on, two steps back, in the grime and sweat, Summer's Town pushes the rock of time up the hill, while others mock. Yet there is a smell of hope in Charlton Street, where those leaders of estates walk and meet and spin their words of wanting to those holding fate to give back to Summer's Town its lost and wanted estate. And the world's words go on and resound in the walls of Charlton, churchway and other halls, where the people live and wait the hour when they will live in peace within their council tower. The ghosts walk and see what we have not yet achieved. The lost streets, the suicides, the blocks, the bereaved. I wonder, as I sit in the cafe and the street, if we will find that wasted paradise or that peace of mind. This summer's time, my life, my hope, my ever, who knocks my warm little barren streets, the menacing blocks, the culture, the hands held out in sight to me as I walk down its market, will it ever be? Yet despite this poet's gloom and despond, there is in those streets a common bond of care and love and hope and smiling heart that tears sorrow and joy ever apart. Summer's town, ever be in your streets, always be what you are, paved with stones and washed with mystery. Those ghosts and I will be here, no age can cleanse us, from here until we and you shall be only age's dust.
Lousy world, dogs should rule. Well, that is the only way I see that we have that rule that would mean such peace in our time, despite a tendency to clue him. My late pug, God rest his wonderful soul, had that look that made men fear, for he knew all there was. His brilliance and integrity and hate for hate made him what he was, the maker of all peaceful laws. A PhD. And holder of academic prowess, he growled at Bush and Blair when he lay before the set, and he would tell the world on Hampstead Heath what a dog's gun would mean he would get. And Burlington Bertie, my rosy-nosed dog, has all the yap to make those speeches the ministers make, and is seeking a seat to sit upon, and pee and spout in Parliament. But what a world he would love to make. I know a jackdaw whose energy and smiling face would win the votes of the proletariat in Somerstown. To take the seat from that aged man ever proclaiming and winning less, for people prefer Jack's smile to the elder's flower. Dogs, and indeed pigs, could run this lousy world with their IQ high and determination for peace. A grin from those teeth, and one would not misbehave.
The street festival. Bustling, hustling stalls and crammed street, everyone there to show their wares and who they are. People pushing through, a mass of hands and feet, to look at this and that, to suck from every jar. The mayor speaks from the stage, and puffs and groans his or her speech. And the people note, and carry on meeting up with this and that. On a myriad of stands, the multicultural community display what they've done. Councillors wander here and there, or sit at their stand, their advice surgery, piled high with bits of this and that, to tell the cynical masses what they don't want to know, or to meet this one and that one for chit, and that chat. The priest moves through the pile of the mass, waving and smiling, and the smell of food waves high. All sorts you'd know, and some from places far away. And families go to this stand with kids that naturally cry. Banners and balloons wave across the crowded streets, telling all that this festival is for them, and you must enjoy. And clubs and all in this community offer the love for all and sundry, balancing the niceness in the air as a toy. Why just once a year we hold hands and dance and toast Somerstown, our lovely this and that, and simply care, when for the balance we shout and tell the world we don't. Why not then every day? In this we have a daily fair. To hold hands and live as one seething multi-mass is the message, surely. Unless the rejected place we have been for a century or so. Why not a street or so with a daily smiling face?
Behave. Deep down in the well of the wood, there were warlike rumblings, sinister and grave. Why do you kill? Said the bee to the ant. Well, said he, that's how humans behave. But why take over the hive of another, or steal the honey from the little bear's cave? Said the gnat to the gadfly. Well, said he, that's how humans behave. Well, why shout threats to the koala bears and sting the dogs, make them foam and rave? Said the owl to the wasps. Well, said they, that's how humans behave. But that doesn't mean it's a good thing to do, to take a life. It's life you must save, said the goose to the tiger, and the path to peace start to pave. If the humans can't do it and eternally kill, despite their pious words in vestry and knaves, then we, simple creatures, must lead the way to give society the hope that it craves. Peace was declared deep in the wood, and the animals saw the end of the war, vile and depraved. While a few miles away, the guns splattered again. Well, what do you expect? That's how humans behave.